Constant Contact's marketing tools and technology make it easier than ever to drive big results for your small business. From list growth and email to SMS and social media, it's all powered by advanced automation and AI capabilities that help you grow your business more effectively. Plus, we've got the reporting you need to see what's working and what's not, so you can adjust along the way. Constant Contact is the digital marketing solution you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it for free today at ConstantContact.com.
WREB, I'm joined by Karen Martolio from Mental Health America of Putnam County. How are you doing today?
Great, Bella. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course. So do you want to tell me a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today?
I was going to talk about Mental Health America. We have a toolkit that's out. We're actually a local affiliate for, we represent all of Putnam County, but our national organization is Mental Health America, and they come out with a toolkit every year for back to school. And so I just thought I'd talk about some of the tips and information and resources that are available through that today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the theme is, I need to look at the theme, it's basically like social and online information for youth, right? So that includes like young people, teens, and then of course, you know, we all use social media, right?
For sure.
Yeah. So just how to balance that and what some of the good information is about kids using that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, do you use it at all? Do you use social media?
Yeah. I honestly probably use it too much, but especially in like my line of work, I kind of have to in a way, or at least it feels that way, because I want to stay up to date on everything that's going on. And social media is one of the ways that makes it easy to stay up to date with what's going on and like to just kind of get some of that like pop culture like relevance as well.
Exactly, and stay up to date, right? So, and it was interesting. I read something aside from this. It was tied into what I'll be talking about, but they said, I think the two biggest things that especially young people scroll for are humor and cats. And I thought that was so great. I'm a cat person. I love dogs as well. I've had dogs. But I just thought that was a really interesting kind of like,
yeah, you
know, point of information. So, yeah. And messages that are out is that, you know, young people are usually talking online with their friends. So, you know, virtual communication is something that, you know, is a big part of what they do. I know, like, for example, one of my sons, like, you know, when he was in high school, he, you know, got onto Snapchat. And I think it actually encourages you to have, I don't know, 10 scores or hundreds of like interactions, right? Like you get points. And I think it's interesting and important for adults to realize this and realize that, you know, that is the way that youth communicate. And, you know, one thing, especially for younger than kids, is as an adult, kind of make sure that you're informed. Like, what does it mean? What are the different social media platforms out there? How does it work? How can you effectively and healthy, you know, interact with those platforms in a healthy way? And I think, you know, you ask my kids and they'll be like, oh, mom, you just think it's, you know, horrible. And it was like, no, I don't. I mean, I've never had that idea about it. I mean, and I use social media. I should use it more for my work, but you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. But, you know, it's a way of communicating. So we do have to be aware, though, there's cyberbullying, there's explicit content, extortion, and online predators. All those are very real and can impact young minds. But there's, you know, there's mechanisms that we as adults in youth's lives can do to help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that it's definitely something that needs to be talked about, because I feel like there are so many adults out there who just think social media is bad for kids when, I mean, the way things are going in the world, interacting online is huge. I mean, there are virtual assistants out there, and your whole job is just interacting with your boss through a computer.
Well, exactly, right? It's not like it's going to be
going away.
Right? It's not something that's going to be going away. Now, having said that, two things that I wanted to say. Teens are more likely to report positive than negative experiences from using social media, primarily because it's a sense of connection that it can provide. So we do know that I was talking to somebody. I met with a very good friend of mine yesterday for lunch, and I hadn't seen her since before COVID. Obviously, not you know, yeah. not like somebody I was super close with, but we really connected. I really missed it that I hadn't seen her. I used to work in the same organization as her. So we finally got to lunch yesterday, and it was such a lovely connection. And I think we need to make sure that those connections can be face-to-face, but, you know, we can have real connections with people on online, too. I know my online friends I have a different relationship with,
yeah.
and that's okay, and I think we just need to make sure that our teens realize that, you know, those connections can augment a real connection and friendship, and you can have those experiences with people that you just kind of know online,
yeah,
right?
Like both is good.
Both and right, and it, I think it really expands our social networks and our, you know, our experiences being connected. So
yeah.
so it's not, you know, I don't want to be the person that says it's all bad, right? So this is another thing that I thought was really interesting. So humor is beneficial to mental health. We all know that, right? And young people seek out comedy content more than any other topic across all platforms. So, and of course, then the caveat is in moderation, right? Spending time online can boost your mental health because it can. So, and I think we all kind of crave that, right? There's that, and I think that's kind of the hook that social media can kind of get in on us. Like, oh, I just want that ping of endorphin, like,
yeah.
oh, I see somebody else having a good time, and oh, maybe I can do that. Or I was talking with somebody face-to-face last night. We were talking about the Exotic Feline Rescue Center, and I thought, man, I haven't thought about that for years. But, you know, it's nice to have those connections.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll probably go online and find out their hours now. So it's, you know, being online is definitely a connection tool. So, and then another thing that I thought was interesting, you know, like most things, gaming is unlikely to be a problem when it's done in moderation. In fact, gaming can be linked to some positive effects like improved decision making and time management skills. So I thought that was really an interesting
That is interesting.
Point.
I love how, like, in a certain way, I feel like, so there's this whole, like, generation of what some people are calling iPad kids, right? Have you heard that term before?
I haven't, but I see them all over.
Right. So that's basically what it is. It's children that are so young. And I know at a certain age, screen time is pretty much only detrimental to the brain. But past that, when we see these young kids, like, learning to write emails and, you know, like, stuff like that, I feel like that's so beneficial because it's hard to come into that adult world and all of a sudden you're writing emails and you're like, or you're managing a social media company or something like that. It's so beneficial to have those skills earlier, especially when that's the way even schools are going towards.
Oh, I think there's definitely a benefit to that. And you know, that takes us to the next step, which is as adults, and especially if you have children in your lives, it's a good thing to make sure that, you know, you have a positive influence on them, right? So, you know, model that moderation point.
For sure.
Right? You know, I mean, if you're on your phone for 2 hours in the evening on social media, that might not be a good message to your teen that, hey, you know, I can do this. I can just shut out the world and not interact with people
right.
that are real in my life, right? So, I mean, I'm guilty of it, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. You know, you do kind of get sucked in, but it's really interesting. I have a timer on mine. It doesn't tell me, but I have like a activity log, and I usually look at it like every other day, and it really keeps me in line. And this is something that, you know, anything with a device can do. So it can be really beneficial.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you wanted to share today?
I just like people to go to the national website, which is MHA, so Mental Health America, national.org. So it's not the whole thing written out. It's just the initials. So MHANational.org. And it's just the Back to School Toolkit. So to get more information, I'd also like to emphasize I have resources for especially like school administrators and teachers and parents. And one other thing that I always like to plug is our screening tool. That's on our local page, which is MHAOPC.org, which is Mental Health America of Putnam County. And it's a wonderful tool. Not only are there tools to screen for a variety of mental health conditions, but there's actually one specifically for parents. So if you suspect that you know, your child might be having certain behaviors that you're concerned about, it can be really wonderful, right? It can, you can take that and kind of get a pulse on what the situation is. So I'd encourage people to go to that too. The national URL is mhascreening.org. But again, you can get to most of these links from the national page, which is mhanational.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Karen. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on, Bella. Have a nice day.
You too. Giant.